Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. 17 till the hour. That's the late, great Chuck Berry bringing us back. And glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. And the third ingredient, you can get those at jimblasingame.com. Jeff Chrysler is our guest. He's the editor-in-chief of PeopleScience.com. Jeff, tell us about People Science. What do you guys do over there? Why should we care?
People Science looks at this whole field of behavioral science and the ways that it applies to the modern marketplace, whether that's about habits and loyalty or employee engagement or financial decision-making, healthcare decision-making, product design. And it's just I'm really fortunate to be able to look at this field that's growing, that has a couple Nobel Prize winners lately, and selling books, and then harness the power of the other thought leaders. I like to showcase other people's great ideas. I don't tend to have any genius myself, and it's fascinating to see how it applies to businesses, small and large, and organizations. Circling it a little bit back to the Know Your Customer Day, one of the underpinnings of this field is what has been called System 1 versus System 2 thinking. Huh. I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but it reflects this idea that, this guy Daniel Kahneman, who's one of the leaders in the field, and he talks about how all of us in decision-making, whether it's as customers or just as humans, that we have two different ways we think about things. System 2 is what we often think. It's this slow, deliberate, and rational thinking, that the part of our brain that really wonders, what's the best choice here? Let me weigh the options. Let me think about what's good for me
technical.
In the future. That's exactly, and that's what we think is always sort of driving stuff. But really what we found is that it's the system one that drives things. System one being the stuff that is fast, automatic, and emotional.
Emotional.
Most of our decisions are sort of on emotion. And
we are emotional beings, aren't we?
Yeah, as even when we think we're being driven by data and by analytics and by ration, the truth is, when it comes down to it, we make the decision that feels good.
And that's good news for small business, isn't it, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Because we're so lovable and huggable. We're so cuddly. That's an emotional response, right?
Exactly. The Walmart Jr. we were talking about before the break, as long as that's not your actual name.
I'd rather call us the anti-Walmart. I'd rather say anti-Walmart.
That's good. Sure. So the anti-Walmart with his superhero outfit that he flies through the sky and his, whatever the opposite of a big box is, they can have that can be an emotionally satisfying connection for a customer. Even if it costs them a few pennies more, the emotional, easy feeling that is driving the system one thinking is going to be what can really drive a connection there.
I've got a
and recognizing that, recognizing that people...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick that understanding that humans actually aren't as thoughtful and rational as we often think we are is important for small businesses, and it can be sort of a lifeline to realize there's other ways to get at someone than to just have, the best X and Y access and data that fits them. It's actually making a real connection.
I've got a pretty big project going on right now, and I like knowing that there are small business owners in my area that I know and I can call and I can say, I need your advice. I need you to help me put this together the right way. And they'll take the time to do it. And even though I'm involved in the decision, I like knowing that I can call that expertise and I don't even shop around on the price. I mean, I kind of know whether they're, if they ever went off the rails and were too expensive, but I have an idea about what things cost. But I like knowing that I can turn that over to them, and all I do is pick up the phone and say, "Hey, I need your help." You only get that with a small business,
right? Because you developed a trust with that, often with a person,
Yeah.
And sometimes good small businesses expand it to their entire business. But you have a feeling that you're not just part of some machine that's selling stuff. I mean, what's
really fascinating
to me,
these are analytical choices that I'm making mm-hmm. based on an emotional connection to the owner.
Right. What's been fascinating to watch, and I hate to say a word that I'm sure a lot of small businesses shudder at, but Amazon.com has, for better or worse, harnessed some of this emotional connection.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that it's a big company.
What you meant to say is manipulate. They manipulate the emotional connection.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's too early in the morning for me to be too judgmental, but yes. I can do it as
a drop of a hat. Go ahead, finish up.
Thank you. I'll let you do it. You know, free shipping or this one-click shipping that you can, you know, be online.
Oh, yeah.
This idea of making things easy. Like, it's not free shipping. You pay $100 a month
right.
for it, but it feels good, right? It feels, I'm going to go, mm-hmm. instead of buying shoes at Joe's Shoe Store, I'm going to buy them online because it's free shipping or because all I have to do is press a button and click it.
Well, it's because you're only emotional about the $100 once a month. But the free shipping, that might scratch your emotional itch six times a month. Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Give us your website one more time.
Yep. PeopleScience.com.
Can they find your books there?
You can go down a rabbit hole and find me. My name is Jeff Kreisler, Kreisler, and you can just sort of Google that put it in your social media and all that.
Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Jeff Kreisler. Ladies and gentlemen, Kreisler with a K. I'm Jim Blasingame. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.